Hi, friends. I'm Catherine Drysdale, and this is the Your Pleasure Path podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to give you all of the information, resources, and tools that you need in order to discover what your unique path to pleasure is. Because that's the beauty of this journey. Our sexuality gets to be uniquely ours. We don't have to do things that others do or like things that others like just because that's the way that it's been. We don't have to fit into a mold of how society conditions us to view ourselves and our sexuality. So many of us experience feelings of guilt and shame within our sexuality. And I'm here to decondition and deconstruct those feelings so that you can live in a more empowered reality instead. Empowered to explore all of your fantasies and desires in a way that feels supportive and expansive. Empowered to explore different relationship structures. Empowered to explore challenging gender norms and sexual orientation. Empowered to explore kinks and fetishes. Empowered to experience deeper intimacy within your relationships. Empowered to set and enforce strong boundaries. Empowered to be more trusting and have open and honest communication and conversations with our partners, friends, family, and community. Ultimately, I want you to feel empowered to be you, because that's what this whole journey is about. It's giving yourself permission to come back to yourself. And for some of us, this might be the first time. But what the truth of the matter is that you are the creator of your reality, which means that you are the creator of your sexuality. You get to define what pleasure means to you. You get to define what sex means to you. You get to define what relationships mean to you. You get to define what intimacy means to you. It doesn't matter what you were taught in the past. You get to release the narrative that your sex life has to look a certain way, that you need to be a different version and person to attract partners. That's bullshit. As well as the belief that you're not worthy and deserving of experiencing pleasure, because pleasure is your birthright. It doesn't matter what happened in your past. It doesn't matter if you've experienced trauma. It doesn't matter if someone told you that your desires were fucking weird. Every single person is worthy and deserving of experiencing pleasure and defining what that means to them. And just because our past realities have not reflected that truth does not mean that it's not possible for you. You are capable and worthy and willing of having and experiencing pleasure. You are worthy and able of experiencing pleasure in new ways where you begin to attract people who resonate with the same frequency, who have similar beliefs, who have similar desires. And just because that hasn't been your reality doesn't mean that's not possible for you in the future. So my intention with this podcast is to bring on special guests with unique perspectives as it relates to pleasure, sex, intimacy, and relationships. While I am a sex and relationship coach and I empower people to experience more pleasure in their lives, this podcast is not about me. It's not about me at all. This is about bringing you the tools, the resources, and alternative perspectives to help you shape and construct what you want your sexuality to look like. Because I am not your guru. I am one of the experts, but I'm not the end all be all. And that's the beauty about anything in life, and especially our sexuality, is that we get to pick and choose what we like, what we desire. And that's what I hope you to do. That's what I hope you do with this podcast. I invite you to use this podcast as a way to educate yourself on new ways of doing things. I invite you to come in with an open mind and listen receptively and respectively. I invite you to integrate all of the tools and resources that deeply resonate with you and ignore everything else that doesn't. And that's the beauty, is that not everything's going to resonate with you, and that's okay. And the beautiful part of being human is that we get to continue to learn and adapt and grow. And so as you're integrating and learning new things, you can say, hey, this works for me. Fuck yes, let's try it out. And if you try it and it doesn't work, that's fine too. You get to choose. You get to decide. And so we're going to explore themes like alternative relationship structures, kink, attachment styles, mental health, intimacy, communication, orgasms, gender fluidity, body positivity, and so much more. This is going to be the podcast where it's not just focused on sex education as a like physiological sense. Yes, we're going to talk about the biology and the biological functions of sex and sexuality and intimacy and relationships, but we're also going to talk about the intersection with psychology and the intersection with spirituality too, because our sex life also gets to be a spiritual practice. And I know it's been that way for me. And so as we move through this podcast and into this work and navigate your relationship to your sexuality on this journey, I want to empower you to understand and create that awareness in your body of what a 1000% fuck yes feels like a full body fuck yes, because it's either a fuck yes, a full body fuck yes, or it's a no. And if it's a maybe and you're feeling kind of meh, it's a no. It might change into a yes sometime in the future, or it may not, and that's okay. And so when we are in tune with our bodies and our intuition and how it feels in our body, this allows us to make more informed choices and allows us to live in integrity with ourselves, live in integrity with our beliefs. And the more that we live in integrity with who we are and what we need and desire as humans, the more we are able to create that intimacy and vulnerability in our partnerships, sexual or otherwise, the more we're going to feel like it's easier to set those boundaries on what we like and what we don't like, or what we're willing to explore and what we're not. So it's all like a learning process, and we're going to continue to learn and develop. But please, I invite you to tune in your body to see what a yes and what a no feels like so that you can continue to honor yourself on this journey. And so that brings me to my personal mission. I'm going to get emotional here. So the Your Pleasure Path podcast is a way that I am standing in my own integrity. This is something that I've been wanting to birth and create for over a year now, maybe even beyond that. But I was allowing myself to feel clouded by doubt, insecurity, limiting beliefs, based on the environment that I was living in, based on the fears and projections of the people that I loved most who didn't believe in my mission. And that's why I'm like, I'm like so proud of myself for taking a stand and choosing myself and standing in my integrity and doing this work. Because if I listened to all the bullshit and all of the noise of the people who doubted me and didn't believe in me, or thought that I can't build a career in sexuality, or that no one wants to hear this, no one wants to talk about it, sex is too taboo. If I listened to all that bullshit, I would not be here. But it got to the point where I realized that my mission, my why, my desire to have a positive impact on people experiencing pleasure and enhancing their relationships and their sex lives, if I didn't choose that, then I'd be living a fragmented version of my life where I was prioritizing other people's desires for my life ahead of mine. And I chose myself. And so here I'm sitting here, I moved cross country with no plan, just knowing that I needed to get out, because I needed to be in an environment where I could cultivate the space so that I could grow, so that I could be the person that I needed to be in order to be a leader in this field, in order to go first. And so like, that's what I'm doing here, is I am going first. I'm setting the scene to have these difficult conversations, because I truly believe like that's where we are able to destigmatize and deconstruct the ways that we believe things are supposed to be. By having these conversations, this facilitates creating growth and expansion. And so it's always challenging when you are starting a revolution, because it seems like there's so much resistance surrounding you. There's so much resistance coming from every side. But wherever you are on your path, and this might resonate in a different sense, maybe not even with your sexuality, but know that when you find the strength within yourself to quiet the noise, to quiet the resistance, whether that's in your own body or in your external reality and the people that surround you, that's when you get to fully live in integrity. That's where you fully get to step into who the fuck you are. And you deserve that. You don't have to be a version of yourself in the past in order to be liked, in order to be loved, in order to have a healthy and loving relationship. You get to choose yourself. You get to change your mind. You get to adapt and grow and do things that you've never done before. Just because it hasn't been done in the past does not mean you don't get to change. You get to change now. You are the creator of your reality. And so on this path, it's like I created my reality. And like, I'll share a little bit about like my past and like what brought me to this moment. For those of you who might know me and have been following me for a while, some of you might be new. And so like, I am Catherine Drysdale, and I am a pleasure activator, and I help people experience more pleasure in their lives so that they can have fulfilling relationships, deepen intimacy, improve communication, and have amazing, incredible sex. I help individuals and couples. And this is something that I'm so passionate about, because like, this is something that I was never taught. And something that I'm so passionate about is creating this holistic sex education. And that's sort of how I view this podcast, is that this is my introduction into what is holistic sexuality, what is holistic relationship structures and intimacy. And so it's like giving the tools on how to create a healthy and loving relationship by exploring new things, by learning about emotional regulation, trauma response, co-regulation, attachment styles, how our relationships with our family impact our careers, our work life, and our lives with our partners, how we need to recognize what our triggers are and boundaries, and how to determine like what's a yes and what's a no, how to know when something is a desire that you want to bring into this world or if it's a fantasy, how to recognize the red flags within relationships and know if someone is emotionally like gaslighting you and manipulating you. These are all parts of how to build a healthy relationship. And that's something that we're not taught. And like me growing up in California, like I grew up in a very liberal state. And even so, I was not given comprehensive sex education. Like many of you, if you even received sex education, was probably, I remember in sixth grade, they taught us what a period was, how to put on a tampon or use pad, and watching a video of a woman giving birth. And then in high school, wasn't much better. What they did was they, you know, gave us bananas, practiced putting on a condom, and showed us all these videos and photos of what STIs looked like and the worst possible scenario. And while I understand that a lot of like people and educators and institutions utilize this lens on sexuality to sort of instill fear on us. They want us to be afraid to not have sex so that we don't get pregnant or don't experience STIs, when in reality, the more empowering reality would be to teach us, okay, how can you recognize a healthy relationship? What does pleasure even mean? Because I know I never was taught about pleasure. And so that's what I'm here to bring, is we get to have those conversations that we should have had at a younger age. And a lot of us, because sex education wasn't comprehensive, we pick things up from porn or talking to friends or our partners. And maybe some of you have had like healthy conversations with your family. I grew up in a family that was not sex positive. Like, my dad will not talk about sex. It makes him so uncomfortable, so he avoids it. My mom will go through phases where she shares too much and then nothing at all. And so I was shaping my reality of what I wanted my sexuality to look like through high school and beyond. And so with my own personal sexual past and history with relationships, like, I started having sex at 14. Was I ready to have sex? No, absolutely not. But I wanted to fit in. And so I did it and I explored that, and the whole school found out 4 hours after it happened. And I had to go through the whole guilt and shame around that, not only of like the act of having sex, but having everyone know and other me. And my punishment at the time was to talk to the school priest and then tell my parents, who forced me to go on birth control with my pediatrician at the time. I didn't have a choice. I didn't have a choice in what kind of birth control I was going on. And like, as I was navigating my sexuality and like doing things and exploring things and giving myself permission to like try things and be experimental, at the same time, I was not in tune with pleasure and experiencing pleasure. I feel like when I first started my sexual journey, like, I was using sex and masturbation as a tool for stress relief, instead of to create more intimacy with myself and my partners. And it wasn't until much later, like in my like early mid 20s, when I finally started feeling connected to pleasure, where I finally had a partner that empowered me to feel good, who cared about my pleasure and my orgasm without even needing anything in return. And so like, that's just part of my journey. I am someone who has navigated feeling insecure about my vulva and did not feel comfortable receiving oral for a very long time. I am someone who preferred like casual, like insignificant, like strangers for sexual encounters. Fuck buddies, one night stands, friends with benefits, threesomes. The more anonymous, the better. I continuously engaged in risky behavior sexually because I felt like it was empowering myself. And that only got worse following my experience with sexual assault in college. And I went through a phase after that where I did not want to talk to anyone. I didn't want to look at anyone. I gained like 30 pounds. And something switched in my brain where I sort of tapped more into my hypersexuality, where I became even more like a hyper of a hyper. And I would continuously put myself in situations that probably weren't the safest because I was lying to myself. I was telling myself that this is empowerment because I am choosing this, because I am sleeping with all these hot like dudes. And it worked for a while, but what didn't work is that I didn't work on my feelings. I didn't work on my emotions. I didn't heal from the trauma. What I did was I compartmentalized the trauma because I didn't have the support that I needed at the time. I put it in a little box, tried to put it all the way in the back of my head because my only goal in life was to live a normal life. I did not want my trauma to affect me. I did not want this to follow me the rest of my life. Because so many of us who experience sexual trauma, sexual harassment, sexual assault, we internalize this guilt and shame. And like a lot of us are afraid to even say anything. And we're afraid of what other people are going to think of us. We're afraid of the repercussions of doing that. And a lot of us feel like it's better to just pretend like it didn't happen than to stand up. And I know everyone has a different experience with this. I did report it. I still didn't get justice. And that's because our justice system is flawed. It's because we have this internalized rape culture where we teach people not to get raped instead of teaching people to not rape. And so having this understanding is like so important. And like, this is why, like, I want people who, even if you have experienced trauma, to know that like you are still worthy and deserving of experiencing pleasure. You can still have the most amazing sex life of your life. You can still have a loving and healthy and intimate and vulnerable connection and relationship despite what's happened to you, because you did not deserve it. There is no excuse for that. No excuse. But what you can do is recognize, you know, what a no is, what a yes is, how to feel empowered within your sex life, to set those boundaries, to have open communication and discover what it is you actually want. And like, I'm only here saying that because like, that's the journey that I've been on. And do I know everything? No, absolutely not. Will I say everything right? Fuck no. I'm going to say the wrong thing sometimes, and that's okay because I'm human, but I want you to know that it doesn't matter what the fuck has happened in your past. Shitty things happen all the time. It does not excuse it, but you are worthy of more. You are worthy of having more, of being more, and you're worthy of not allowing your past to define your future. And so with this message, like, this is how I fully integrate into my life, my sex life. And this is a long journey that I've been on, and it's taken many years. And like, that's why I'm here, is that I want to give you the tools and the resources and support so that you don't have to go on this weird jagged ass path that I did. I want to empower you to take charge of your sex life and your relationships and create the intimacy that you desire, because like, we don't have to sit in silence and struggle. And so when we have these conversations, no matter how difficult, no matter how hard, that's what allows us to create change, not only in our own lives, but like as a culture, as a society. And when we have these conversations, like, that allows us to connect even deeper. Like, and it's funny because when I first started on this journey, like, I knew that I wanted to work in sexuality in some sense, but like, I had so much healing that I needed to do. And I knew that I needed to be strong. I needed to be rock solid before I could support other people in this sense. And, I ended up being re-triggered from my sexual assaults as I was working a toxic job and needing to leave, working on my mental health, finally had the support that I needed to heal and grow. And so it's like, I've done the tough fucking work, and it sucks. And it's so hard. And sometimes it might feel like there's no way out. There's no way through. Like, I was at the point where I thought I was going to admit myself to an inpatient treatment, because I was so suicidal. I was so depressed. I did not want to live. Yet I found it in me. I had the support. I had the team to help me crawl myself out of the hole. And I started to prioritize myself and my healing, my physical health, my mental health, my spiritual health. A lot of you might be experiencing a spiritual awakening on this path. Because typically trauma is something that can bring that out and bring that to light. And so as I was experiencing that, and as I was feeling stronger and like more stable in my mental health, like I started going back to school. I was starting digital marketing classes, thinking I wanted to get an MBA, but I was searching for something more. Like I was searching for my purpose, and I just was feeling so lost. Like I didn't know what it was. And funny enough, I was in this class that was personal branding and how to become an influencer. And at the time, my intention was to make my dog Instagram famous. That's legitimately why I took this course. I started Instagram for her. She had brand sponsorships, and I was like, fuck yes, this is my ticket. This is my key. Little did I know, the first night of class, the professor said something that was very profound that ended up changing my whole life. There's a difference between having influence and having impact. And I'm going to repeat that again. There is a difference between having influence and having impact. Just let that sink in. That was the light bulb moment that I needed. That was sort of like, all this other shit is bullshit. All this other shit is external. It doesn't matter. What matters is, how can I create a positive impact in the world? And that sort of was the light bulb moment for me that changed the whole trajectory of my life, is realizing that as shitty as it's been to experience so much trauma, so much pain, so much struggle in my life, that I knew full-heartedly with my whole body and soul that I went through this. Not just for me, not for my own healing, but so I could help other people heal too. It's like I go first so I can help, so that I can be the leader that I wish I had, so that I could be the person, the support, the encouragement that I needed on my journey. And I feel like that's why a lot of us choose to become leaders, because there's something that's missing. There's something missing. Like, we don't have the tools, we don't have the resources, we don't have the support. And I feel like a lot of us just get to this breaking point where we realize, I'm like, this isn't out there yet because I have to be the one. And that's a hard realization, realizing like, fuck, okay, I have to be the one that's going to bring this into reality. I have to be the one that is going to create this change. And it's scary as fuck. It is so terrifying. But it's the truth. It's the purpose. And when you find people on your path who are so like deeply connected and ingrained with your mission, with their mission, like you'll know. And you'll know when you resonate with them too. And one beautiful thing that I realized on this path is, you know, as I got into like coaching, and first, it even started as like motivational advice on Instagram, into coaching for life coaching and spirituality and sexuality. And as I've navigated all of the shifts and the changes on this path, the one thing that's been consistent is that I know that the more vulnerable I become in sharing my truth, the more I am cultivating community, the more that I am allowing people to feel seen in who they are, to make them feel less alone on their path. And that is my why. That is why I'm here. And that is why I'm doing this fucking podcast. Because it's the time. It is time to have these difficult and deep conversations. It is time to choose yourself. It is time to focus on your healing and creating the life that you desire, for no reason other than that you desire it and you deserve it. Because we all deserve a life of pleasure. We all deserve intimacy. We all deserve amazing sex. And so with this
podcast and with all of the work that I'm doing, like I am so deeply committed to having that impact, to creating an impact. And like, I just want you to know that like wherever you are on this path and this journey, you're not alone. You have a support system. Please reach out to me if you need anything. I know that using media as a tool to help understand is amazing. And so I urge you to share this podcast with your friends, your family, your community, your partners. If there's any topic that you'd like us to explore and dive deeper on, please let me know. Send an email to Catherine@yourpleasurepath.com. I'll link it in the show notes and in the bio. And just know that like there's no topic off the table and that there's no desire that is too weird. Like your desires for a reason. And there is something that is wanting to be explored. And you deserve to explore. This made me more emotional than I anticipated. But with that being said, I am so honored and grateful and humbled to be your guide on this journey, to be your leader. And I love you so much. So I hope that you receive what you need from this podcast. I hope that you are learning what you need to, that you are open and receptive and coming into this new way of being and being accepting of different ways that you may have never thought about in the past, so that you get to create your pleasure path, your unique pleasure path, because we all are different. We all have different things that help us experience pleasure. And as I said before, it doesn't matter if no one else feels the same way. If that is what resonates with your soul, if that's what feels good to you, then that's all that matters. Yeah. I'm going to go have a cry now, but thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. Please share this with anyone you feel like needs it. If you haven't already followed us on Instagram, we're at Your Pleasure Path. Every single week, we share educational content that is in line with the theme of the week, relating to each podcast guest that we have. And if you are interested in any of my coaching for sex and relationships, follow me at Live Authentically Now. I am so happy to connect with you. And please let me know your thoughts. Thank you for coming along on this journey and welcome to your pleasure path.